Mic check. I am at it again with another episode. This time I am in Houston, Texas. Y'all might hear some noise in the background. If y'all do, it's a TV in this little lounge area that I'm sitting in because I just dropped the load out here from Rialto. And waiting on a load to get back home. But yeah. That's been on my mind to kind of talk about my first week out on the road. Which I just start from the beginning. It was cool. Had to go do an English test. I had to go do an English test, bro, last Tuesday. And then after that, basically got my ID and everything. But before that, met the driver that I was teaming with. I'm not gonna give too much detail on him, but he an older dude, older white dude, stuck in his ways. He told me that he had 30 some years driving over the road, whatever the case may be. Just keep that in mind though. And yeah. Told me that he trained like over 200 and something drivers. I think he might have said more. Pardon me, that I honestly don't remember because that information was just going in one ear and out the other. And then you know how people try to like try to belittle you because of their so-called experience, but I'm just like, on my way here, I was thinking, like, you know what? Granted, your experience, you may have that many years of experience, but at the same time, have you taken into consideration to adapting to the changes that's been occurring? So you can have all the experience in the world, but is that experience still relevant today? That's what I was mentally thinking on the way over here, because I'm just like, I get into why. But yeah, we met, it was cool, you know, met the other team drivers or whatever the case may be, and then we finally got our first load. Going to Chino, but backtrack, my wife bought me a gang of stuff. She just wanted to make sure that I was good, you know, made sure that I had enough food, you know, because I'm a vegetarian slash vegan. So she was just trying to make sure I had enough, and a lot of my stuff wasn't able to fit in the refrigerator that's actually in the truck. But yeah, we made it work. But so it was cool. Went out, I think I drove out of California all the way to Arizona. And then because we kind of got a late start, and he took over after that. And then I think I lay down for a minute, then started to go to sleep. And then wherever we stopped, which I don't remember, it was lightning and thundering, which was cool because I love lightning and I love thunder. But then I think I got up like at 6, drove from I believe we was in Texas. We was passing through Texas. I drove from Texas to Kansas City. If I'm not mistaken, I believe I drove into Kansas City at the terminal there. And then basically we was waiting. No, it don't matter. I'm not really paying attention to it anyway. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. All right. Yeah, so basically when we got to Kansas, I think we had to wait like basically almost 20 hours for another load to get a load out. And then we took a load somewhere. All I know is it was like close to 200 miles from Kansas City. We took that load, excuse me. Took that load to wherever it was, wherever we took it, and then we had to wait there, which part of me do not remember. All I remember is going from all I remember is going from Kansas to Chicago, because I drove into Chicago. And I literally started driving to Chicago like at 12 in the morning. 12 in the morning, and then I didn't finish driving until like, what? Like, from 12, I think it was all the way to like 8, because it said, well, my GPS literally was saying that it was gonna take us like almost 8 hours to get there. So, got to Chicago terminal. I was ready to go home at this point. I think it was like Friday. Was it Friday? I think it might have been, yeah, it might have been Friday. And then this dude decided to take a load north, which was to Minnesota terminal. And I think that was like, man, I can't remember off the top of my head, but I think from Chicago to there, I think that was about like 7 hours. Or it might have been longer, but we literally had to wait in Chicago for like a couple hours just to get a load out of there. And his thing was to constantly keep moving. But I mean, I was just trying to catch a load home. Because I'm just like, it's literally Friday. It was either Thursday or Friday. I'm trying to get back home, to at least be able to enjoy the weekend as far as us getting back like Saturday, have Sunday off, and then Monday, and then go back out on Tuesday. But this dude decided to get a load to freaking Minnesota. And we literally had to spend a night there. Literally had to spend a night in Minnesota because they didn't have another load for us until that AM. And I was like, I was kind of irritated because I'm just like, I know it's about to take us more than a day from Minnesota to get back home. And okay, so we leave in Minnesota to go home. I think I'm driving out because it's the morning. But I'm just like, why am I driving out when I literally drove to Chicago, and I drove into Kansas City. I'm driving the majority of the time, not trying to toot my own horn or say like, oh, this is how it probably should work, but I'm just like, you're supposed to be the veteran, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not supposed to be carrying your weight. At the same time, we're supposed to be a team. And then I literally told him, like, I prefer to drive days, not nights. And then all of a sudden, he want to try to test how I drive at night. But how are you going to test and, I guess, if we survive? How else are you going to test that if you sleep? Like, and I'm just like, I ain't really had no sleep because I drove all night to Chicago and then granted he drove all the way to Minnesota, and but then even to that, when we got there, they was basically like, I'm all over the place. I'm just trying to remember because it was last week. They basically was like telling us we might get something before that or you might have to wait until the day. So I don't remember what time I went to sleep, but I know when I woke up, I was still somewhat tired. And okay, so we leave out of Minnesota. I drive out, wherever the case may be. I think I drive like freaking like 10 hours, close to 12. And the whole time I'm driving that. I'm driving at least like 10 to 12 hours each time I'm driving. And then I think when we left Minnesota, I think it said we'll be home in like 27 hours, I think. But then when I stopped driving, and I told him this, when I stopped driving, we was at 17 hours to get home. And mind you, the load that we had to take it to Chino, not to Rialto. So we had to basically pass Rialto, go to Chino and drop that load off, and then go back to Rialto to drop the truck off and get in our cars. So I stopped driving. Lou said that we had 17 hours left to go. And that's one of the reasons why I was getting pissed off, because I'm just like, bro, I'm pushing all these hours, and what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, when you driving at night, like, are you stopping? Are you just letting your time go? Like, what's the problem? Because it seemed like when you driving, we not getting nowhere. As far as, like, when we was going back home. And I think I ate. After I drove and then kind of went to sleep. And then I woke up. It said we had 17. I know it said we had 15 hours. And I'm just like, I know I've been asleep more than 2 hours. So how the hell we only got 15 hours to go home? And you've been driving for at least like 5. Supposedly. And because I know after... Well, before 8 hours, we have to take a 30-minute break. And that's it. And then I think I went to sleep again, and then I woke up. And then literally it said again that we had like only like 14, 13 hours. And I'm just like... Oh, I think we stopped. Because I know I started driving again in New Mexico. But we was like deep in New Mexico. And then I guess that next AM when I woke up, it still said we had like bro, yeah. I think it, I don't know. I know we had way more than 10 hours. And I want to say that it still said we had like 14 to 13 hours to get home. So I'm just like, so here again, I have to basically push and drive my whole 10 hours to basically get us home. That's another thing that kind of pissed me off because I'm just like, bro, like when you stopped driving, we should have only had like 6 hours to drive. Six to seven at the most. We should have only had that much time to be home. And then I know he mentioned something about, oh, he tried to take alternate route and then he went all the way up some mountain and then he had to turn around and come back down. And that was another thing that was pissing me off. Like, bro, you trying to take these alternate routes and trying to tell me, oh, take this unnecessary fucking freeway and all this extra shit. And I'm just like, literally, all we gotta do is follow the directions that it's telling us to go. Not get off of it and go some alternate route because you think, or back in your day, or because of, or supposedly the experience that you have, you felt like it was a better way to go. In all reality, all it did was put more time on our clock. And I'm just like, bro, like, and granted, this is our sixth day. This is Sunday at this point. So that was another reason why I was mad and irritated because I'm just like, bro, we literally been out here for 6 days, sitting, waiting, and then taking unnecessary loads to places, which is taking us back from, taking us farther from home. And we already been out here for X amount of days. So when I started driving, he was telling me, oh, you probably gonna have to take the 17 and take this route and take the 303 to get to the 10 and do all this bullshit. And I'm just like, bro, like it's literally telling me on my GPS to take the 40 all the way to the 15 in Barstow and take the 15 all the way to the 10 basically. And this nigga wanna try to have me go to 18 different freeways. I know I'm over exaggerating, but that's what it seemed like. And that's another thing that kind of pissed me off. Like, I honestly felt like he was low key trying to test me, like trying to test my skills. But I'm just like, bro, like, at the end of the day, I don't work for you. You may be supposedly training me, but that's literally what you're supposed to be doing is training, showing me how to work the computer system. And what to say and look for when we go in the office. And that's it. You ain't supposed to be trying to be out here testing me on my driving. Like if I didn't know how to drive, nigga, I wouldn't be in this truck. That's how I felt. But me, being the person that I am, trying to be cool, calm, and collective. And then I think it was just, I just had it up to the point to where when I finished going down to 17, because literally we drove through a fire on that damn 17 freeway. Literally drove through a fire. And every alternate route that he tried to have us take, something happened. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, what's the deal? And literally, when we got down the 17, he woke up, whatever, like clockwork. And then he asked me, oh, how'd you feel about that 17? I'm just like laughing, like. And I was like, bro, to be honest, honestly felt like taking the 40 all the way there would have been better instead of going down to 17 doing all this extra stuff. And then he was like, oh, well, you're wrong, because literally we would have hit Vegas traffic and all this extra BS. And I'm just like, well, to be honest, that's your opinion. And he was like, oh, I'm not about to sit here and argue with you. And I'm just like, bro, I'm not about to sit here and argue with you either. And I'm just like, you say you got all this experience, but we literally should have been home. Like, when I stopped driving, it said we had 17 hours to get home. But literally, when I started back driving, it said we had way more than 10 hours to get back home or get to Chino. And I was like, yeah, we basically should have been home. We literally should have been home yesterday. And then he was like, oh, it would have been impossible for us to be home yesterday. And then I was like, well, if we wouldn't have took that stupid ass Minnesota low, we would have been home. And then he was like, oh, well, next time, or next week, you take charge and determine where we go and pick whatever routes or whatever the case may be. And I was like, what'd I say? I think I said like sure or something like that. I said some smart ass remark. And then I was just like man, like all of your experience don't mean shit to me, because you literally out here on some bullshit. And I'm just like, and I also told him, like, no, he tried to say something like, oh, well, something about, well, the more miles that we get, the more money that we make. And I'm just like, bro, money ain't everything. My time is more important. Granted, I get it. We out here to do a job and make money, but ain't no point of out here trying to chase miles. And we already been out here for damn near a whole week. Ain't no point of being out here chasing miles. And then he was like, he said something about, oh, well, I have to think about my retirement or whatever the case may be. And I'm just like, nigga, if you've been driving for damn near 30 plus years, shouldn't you already have your retirement set? But knowing your weird ass, you probably just been checking off your money on dumb shit. And I'm just like, my time is way more important than your retirement. And he didn't have nothing else to say about that. And I'm just like, you honestly just seem like one of those old dudes that just want somebody to feel sorry for you. And then feel like ain't nobody gonna tell your ass nothing when you doing slick shit, because people feel sorry for you. Like, I don't feel sorry for you. I don't have no empathy for you. When you cross me and do some bullshit, I don't give a damn what happened to you. at the end of the day. Because I just feel like you had me out there on some bullshit. Like, basically trying to chase money. And like I told him, like, my time is way more important. Like, way more important than us trying to be out here chasing loads. Like, nigga, I got a 7-month-old daughter and 2 teenagers in high school and a 7-year-old in freaking elementary. You think I got time to be out here wasting with you and a wife out? But you don't got nobody. And granted, I get it. He ain't got nobody, so he want to be out there on the road. But I'm just like, that's not, at the end of the day, that's not my fault. The way you are, and even to the people that you was trying to talk to me about, I see why you don't have a lot of people in your corner. And by you doing the bullshit that you pulled while we out here on this road, knowing that I have a family to get home to, but you want to be out here chasing money, like, I'm not about to feel sorry for you. And the crazy part about it is that this week, we literally got told that we shouldn't be taking alternate routes. That the company that we work for, which is a huge company, which I'm not going to say, that they basically cracking down on that. People taking alternate routes and taking toll roads that they're not supposed to be taking and all this other stuff. So I'm just like, I'm glad they brought that up. Cause that nigga needed to hear that. And granted, I know that everything will always work out in my favor, but it's just when people have negative intentions that will affect you, that just pisses me off. And I will never look at him the same. Like, and just like I was telling my wife, I was like, all your experience don't mean shit to me no more. Cause you trying to be out here testing me and trying to take alternate routes and knowing that I'm trying to get home, but you want to be out here in some chasing loads BS. Like, nah, bro. So, yeah, that was my first week of experience. I know I probably was all over the place, but now I'm in my second week. Today is Thursday. We got our load. Yesterday morning, I drove out all the way to New Mexico, and then even today, he took over from New Mexico, because I stopped driving at 7. I think I started driving like at 12 something. So I did basically my 10 hours. And when he started driving, I'm just like, no, after he started driving, granted, I know it was a storm last night because I heard it, lightning, thundering. So that nigga must have been scared to drive in that. But I'm just like, nigga, I literally drove the majority of the way from like Texas border all the way here. And I'm just like, are you using the night shift to not do nothing? Like that's honestly what I'm starting to think. Because I'm just like, I literally be pushing through the day, like, because we got this 7 to 7 schedule basically. I drive anytime from 7 in the morning to 7 at night, and then he drive anytime from 7 at night to 7 in the morning. But it honestly feel like I be pushing the most miles ever since I got in that damn truck. And it's like I said, I'm not trying to toot my own horn. I'm not trying to do none of that, but I'm just like, come on, bro. And the crazy part is, it's like during the day this nigga don't sleep. So it's like how are you supposed to drive the night if you're not getting no sleep during the day? It's like all you doing is wasting time, nigga. I could literally be taking this load by myself. What's the point of being a team? That's just how I feel at this point. And right now we got, well, I drove into Houston. And I guess we gotta wait up until they said like 12 a.m. or maybe before that to get a load going back home. 'Cause I'm just like, it's literally already Thursday. Ain't no point in trying to get a load. Ain't no point in trying to get a load going east. Because if we do, we ain't gonna be home until probably like Sunday again. And the crazy part about that is that we didn't get home until Sunday night. Damn near 11 o'clock Sunday night, when we were supposed to, when the time originally said we were supposed to be home Sunday morning. But we didn't get home until Sunday night, damn near 12 o'clock in the morning. Because this nigga, even when he was driving, he was taking his time. And I'm just like, what the fuck, bro? Are you sitting here doing this shit on purpose? And I feel like I be giving people too much of a pass, bro. Like, and then when I called him out on his shit, he felt some type of way. Like, and I'm just like, yeah, because you out here doing some fuck shit. And excuse my language, but it pisses me off when people like just be on some BS. And hide their true intentions. So, but yeah. And last week I was just like, you know what? This BS ain't happening no more. I can guarantee that. So. And I'm not in the truck now because I'm not trying to be waiting in that damn truck for however many hours. I thought about going to the mall, but I'm just like, I don't know these roads like this. I don't know this city. So I'ma just chill for the most part and come in here and record my experience. Granted, I thought about recording it tomorrow, but it's like, or when I got back, but ain't no telling when I'm gonna get back, which hopefully we'll see tomorrow, Friday. Hopefully we get back Saturday, no later than Saturday night. That's what I'm hoping. So, yeah, we'll see. But granted, I must say I did gross like 19 in 1 week, so that's the good part about that. But at the end of the day, I'm still just like, money ain't everything, bro. Especially because I feel like my time is more important than you trying to chase a load. And I have a family to go home to. So, yeah, man. Just wanted to drop that rant. But I mean, I must say this week is going a little bit better, 'cause I'm not on. Me just thinking mentally, like I'm not about to put up with your BS. Like if you're doing some slick shit, I'm gonna call you out, and that's gonna be that. So, and I feel like I made myself very clear. And all of a sudden, he want to try to be cool, which I get it. You can be cool all you want, but I still, you still show me who you truly are and what type of person you are. And I'm just like, you nigga, you too old to be on some fuck shit. Like, nigga, you too grown for this. Nigga, you old ass man. Like you too grown to be on some dumb shit, bro. And me, I don't have time for it. I have more important things to worry about in my life. And my family being one of them. So I don't need the extra BS at all from nobody. So, but yeah. Thank y'all for listening. I don't remember what episode this is. I think it's episode 2 or 3. I think 3. But yeah, thank y'all for listening. Stay dangerous. Stay righteous. And always remember to spread love.